Hey, what is going on, everybody? Welcome back to the Showcast. This is episode 8, is it, Danny? I'm pretty sure it's episode 8. And today we actually have our very first guest that isn't just one of our friends. Well, I mean, I guess maybe he could become our friend depending on how good this episode goes. But yeah, we actually have Dylan from the All New Nerds YouTube channel, Instagram account. Dylan, how's it going, man?
I'm doing well. Thank you. Oh, we said it before, but thanks again for having me on. I really appreciate it. I appreciate you guys reaching out. And I love the name, by the way, man.
Oh, Showcast. Thank you. Yeah, it was kind of just
simple, you know?
Yeah, we were looking for something. I was like, you know, we're a podcast and we're a show. We like to put on a show. So I was like, fuck it. Go. Showcast.
Yeah.
It's the hardest part and debatably one of the most important parts for
exactly.
Building something like this.
So
the thing,
go ahead, Danny.
Go ahead, Jack. No, I was just gonna say, we had this one call where just to try to figure out a name for the podcast, and it took us probably an hour and a half. We're just picking names and stuff, and eventually it just came, why don't we call the Showcast?
Yeah,
that's how we ended the call, and there it was.
Yeah, exactly. It just felt right, it just feels right. It's a good name for us. So, Dylan, you want to tell our listeners a little bit about what the All New Nerds is about?
Sure. Yeah. So, I'm Dylan from All New Nerds. All New Nerds is me, my friend Johnny, and a friend of ours named Levi. He joined kind of later. It started with me and Johnny.
Okay.
But we have kind of evolved the channel a little bit. It's mainly right now a podcast every week on Mondays at around 3 p.m. And then we also do a live stream on Wednesdays.
Okay.
But we're really focused on just like Star Wars, Marvel, all kind of nerd related stuff, I guess. Hence the name, you know?
Yep.
And we're just, I don't know, almost like a mission of ours or whatever is like, we're really trying to like build up a community, just like a positive community where like everyone kind of has a voice at the table, you know? Like
That's really good.
Like all different viewpoints. Because I mean, you guys are Star Wars, Marvel guys, you go onto Twitter and stuff and just people are mean to each other, man.
Oh, it's fucked. Like, Twitter's fucked.
It is not a fun place.
I'm not on Twitter anymore. I'm done with it.
I want to be right there with you, but unfortunately, I got a brand to try to build.
We're on Insta right now. That's what we're doing.
Yeah.
Staying there for now.
Yeah. And so like, if we're just trying to think like if we can kind of make a place where people actually enjoy talking about what they love. And don't just try to get into arguments all the time. Like that could be really cool too.
Yeah. No, that's
For sure.
That's great. We need more people like that out on like in those communities. I know the Star Wars community on YouTube is getting pretty big. There's some really big YouTube channels out there like Star Wars Theory. I know you guys had Star Wars Only. He's got quite a few subscribers. That was a cool podcast that you guys did. And
part of the thing is we're also trying to like have as many different people on as possible.
I saw you guys had Star Wars Santa on. That was cool.
That was a lot of fun, man. That's the Levi portion coming in because I don't know how he gets all these connections. So he used to be a moderator on Kessel Run Transmissions, if you guys are familiar.
Yeah, it's one of Theory's forums, right?
It's like its own thing.
They do a podcast
and they surprisingly have like a lot of leaks and it's like a live stream.
That's pretty cool.
And so they're semi-big, they're getting bigger now. Levi used to moderate their chat, like their live chat. From there he's been able to talk to a lot of people.
Nice. Good for him.
That's good. You guys have lots of connections, I guess.
Yeah, and definitely building more as time goes on. But
yeah, that's really good.
Yeah, that's great for you guys because you guys have blown up quite a bit over the last few weeks. You've gained quite a few subscribers. When I followed you guys on Instagram, you must have had maybe 100-something-ish followers. I found you guys off of Chosen One Productions because I followed him on Instagram. Yeah, so I've been around since then because he shouted you guys out, and I went and checked out the podcast. I was like, oh, these guys are pretty cool, and so I followed you guys as well, and I've kind of just been hanging around your channel every now and then. I haven't seen all of your content, but I've seen quite a few of your videos, and I like your reactions. I liked Jonathan's reaction to the last episode of The Mandalorian.
Oh, dude, it's like... I'm not a huge, I don't really watch a lot of reactions, but like that episode specifically, and that his reaction there is always so fun to go. It almost like, I don't want to say like validates, but like you're right there with him, you know?
Exactly.
It's like, yeah, man. Like I'm feeling what you're feeling.
I watched that. I was like, I was the same way. I felt the exact same way. When I saw Luke, I just got like shivers and goosebumps. Mm. And I was like, fuck, this is Star Wars, not, you know, the sequel trilogy stuff and all that. I don't know what your thoughts on it. We can talk a little bit about that later on the show.
Yeah.
But I just thought this is where Star Wars needs to be. This is exactly what it needs to be. And it was great.
No, I feel the same way. Like, especially people, and I do agree, where like The Last Jedi with Luke, like, kind of left a sour taste in a lot of people's mouths.
Yeah.
And just to see him like that, and for Mark Hamill to get that too, like, that was huge.
Yeah, it didn't seem right at all. It was like watching a whole new character. It just didn't make sense to me whatsoever.
Right.
And sometimes
I'm right there with you.
They, you know, it's not a terrible thing to try and evolve a character, but it just didn't work there.
And I think a part of it's just because, like, you know, we've been waiting so long to see this guy again.
Yeah.
And you leave us off where he's on a cliff. And we, for like a year and a half or whatever, we got so many theories. Everyone is building. They're like, Luke's doing this. He's doing this.
Yeah, exactly.
And then
you
see him and he has this lightsaber that's so important to him and so important to the franchise. And he throws it off the cliff.
Throws it away.
And, you know, there's a lot of different viewpoints. Like, that's just my, and I guess our kind of understanding of how Star Wars should be or shouldn't be, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But like certain people will say, like, well, that's the point, you know, he's supposed to like not care about it. And it's like, yeah, sure. But that's not where I would have taken the character.
Yeah. From what I've heard lately, like, especially where they're going with the franchise, they just build it up, or they build up the intensity and then just to break it all down at the end. And
right,
I feel a lot of people get, I don't know, they're not happy with the way, like, the fans almost get treated, because they feel like, come on, like, sort of, you can do better for us. You know what I mean?
Right. For sure.
I'm not a huge Star Wars fan, but I, like, from what you guys have said, or Jack talk about lots, that's what he's pretty much said a lot, that the Star Wars fans, holy smokes, Star Wars fans feel like they get left out a lot of time, or they feel like they get let down a lot.
Yeah, no, it's true.
Recently, except the TV show content on Disney Plus. Like, I loved Clone Wars Season 7. Great way to end off the show.
Oh, yeah.
And the Bad Batch, that came out yesterday, obviously. We're recording on Wednesday for everybody. They'll be listening to this on Friday, so it'll be a little bit ways back. Episode 2 will be out by then. But Episode 1, what a premiere. Did you watch it, Dylan?
Oh yeah, of course I watched it. And I thought I had work the next day morning, but we actually do, I don't know if we're going to do it for the next episode, but we do kind of a live pre-show and
a
watch party as well.
Nice.
And we will be doing one for Friday, and I'll probably be there. But it was something special. Like, I expected it to be good, and it was great. It kind of exceeded my expectations.
It for sure was over mine too, because I was thinking this show was just going to be a nice, like, sweetener to the Star Wars universe, but I could see this show adding a ton to that timeline of Star Wars, because we don't get a ton of content from right after the Empire coming to formation, and now we're going to get that, and we're going to see kind of how the Star Wars universe is evolving around that time, because it's right after. We're seeing the clones right at the beginning of the Empire, and it's just so interesting to see.
Right, and it's such like an important and influential like part or time in the galaxy, I guess.
Yeah.
And like you said, we really haven't gotten much in that era, especially not right after Order 66 happens. And then to see it from a clone's perspective, and also, like, clones that aren't, you know, I mean, they didn't have their chips, or I guess Crosshair did, but they didn't.
Yeah.
They, like, didn't comply with Order 66. So it's really taking, like, the Clone Wars stuff, where it's, like, it's really giving you more clones, you know? It's giving you, like, their arcs and their personalities, and that they're not just these, like, they're not just these expendable,
robots, kind of.
Robots, yeah, exactly. Yeah. But also, like, we just get to see their perspective through, like, what the galaxy is becoming.
I love that group. I watched, like, because in the Clone Wars season 7, you get to see them, but you don't get to see a lot of their, you don't get to see a ton of their personalities, I find. They're in there, and they do a good job in the Clone Wars, don't get me wrong. I thought they were a nice addition to that season, because they had the three arcs, and I thought that the final arc was the best, then the Bad Batch was second best, and then the one with the sisters was kind of just okay, wasn't my favorite Clone Wars arc ever. It was still decent though. I don't hate it. But with the Bad Batch in episode 1, we've already seen how funny Wrecker is. First off, like, I wasn't a huge fan of him in Clone Wars. I found, like, this is just a big fucking idiot. Like, he's a big oaf, like, whatever. It's just stereotypical, not really that funny, but they bring him in Bad Batch, and after, like, every single time he did something, said something, I was like, fuck, like, this character's hilarious. Like,
yeah, so, and I mean, there's actually, like, kind of room for, like, an arc there. I mean, you see him talking to Tech a lot about how he hates that he, like, is kind of a slave to his, like, his modifications, you know, how he's always like, that you act like this way for a reason.
Yeah.
But also, like, I mean, I wasn't too hyped for the Bad Batch show, like, when it got announced, just because of that arc. I didn't think it was anything too special. I thought it was all right, but the Bad Batch especially, I never really cared too much about them. This one episode really flushed them out more than that arc ever did.
Yeah, plus we got 75 minutes. Like, what a premiere.
Yeah, that was awesome. It's a movie, basically.
Yeah, exactly. It's pretty much a movie. And we'll talk a little bit about the beginning of it. I don't want to leave Danny out of the episode for too much longer. How about that Kanan Jarrus, or I guess Caleb Doom arc right at the beginning?
Yeah.
That was awesome.
That was sick. I am kind of in the party that thinks Rebels is all right. It never reaches Clone Wars level of good.
Oh, no.
It is all right.
Rebels is a good show in my eyes, but it's nowhere near like Clone Wars level. I find it's good, but it's not bad. People hate on it so much all the time, but there are some really good characters and stories. I think Kanan Jarrus is one of the best Jedi Knights of the Empire time. Just very wise. He's almost like self-taught, or taught kind of by the universe, the galaxy, which is really cool to see, because he just becomes so wise by the end of the show.
Yeah, no, I agree with you there. He was always kind of the one thing that kind of kept me watching. Like when Ezra was being too annoying, or Zeb or whatever, it was just like not funny.
Yeah.
But so the Kanan thing, the beginning of the show, I thought it was one, I did not expect him to just like bring Kanan out like that.
Yeah,
I don't, come back. But I know Levi, for example, he is really into the books and comics. And there's a Kanan comic with a certain, I mean, that event happened, but it happened very differently. And I mean, from what I've seen in the comic, it was a lot more interesting. And they kind of sacrificed the story there just for the Bad Batch.
Because I heard about that when I watched Theory's breakdown, and he was talking about how there's a comic that goes over his story, and but he was kind of saying how the films and the shows take a bit of a front seat compared to the comics, just because it has that bigger audience. Not as many people are reading the books and the comics. Like, I've read a few of the books. I'm reading Master and Apprentice, and I've read most of the Ahsoka book, which is good. And I'd like to get into the Thrawn series too, because apparently those books are really good.
Yeah.
When it comes to the movies and the shows, those are kind of prioritized because of that audience. And in my opinion, I thought that the way they did Kanan's story in that episode was actually really good. I didn't have too much of a problem with it. It was full of a lot of emotion and like confusion too, which, like, just for the viewers, for Kanan, for Hunter, and because he's thinking, like, what's fucking Crosshair doing here? Is he just trying to like, what's going on with him? Why is this kid so like going nuts right now? Why are the clones going crazy? Like, what's going on here? We're confused because we're thinking, is Crosshair trying to kill him? Does he have a different agenda? Like, it's awesome. I loved it.
Right. Yeah, yeah. I thought it was great too. And if I had read the comic, I probably would have thought a little otherwise. But
yeah,
it was weird that they changed her lightsaber color, because in the comic it was green, and it's been green and everything else, but it was blue in that scene.
Oh, I didn't know
that. So it's like, that's just a little thing that they could have kept true, but yeah, you know, I mean, what are you gonna do?
Scene's fucked. It's completely done. No, just yeah, his lightsaber's different. Fuck it. It's bad.
It's over. It's over. Yeah, it's cancel Star Wars.
Yeah. No. It's,
so
it's over.
I was gonna ask you, Dylan. So I know that yesterday was known as it's known as Star Wars Day for a lot of Star Wars fans.
Every Star Wars fan.
Mm. Yeah, pretty much. So what did you do yesterday? Pay tribute.
What did I do yesterday? So I wanted to do more, but I had work all day for the most part. But was able to sneak in. Star Wars Only was doing, he does this every year where he does a stream marathon where he sets it up. But each channel takes an hour slot on their own stream and they kind of pass it over to someone else. So I was lucky enough to be around at like 1 to 2. Like I had that exact time slot open and we were able to fit in there. So we kind of just talked about the Bad Batch episode on May 4th for that hour. And then I spent the rest of the day just looking at my phone waiting for news that never came.
Nice.
I didn't really do much either. I watched the Bad Batch the day before. Me and my girlfriend, she's a huge Star Wars fan, we watched A New Hope. And just because we weren't able to hang out on the actual day. But yeah, I didn't really do a ton either. I kind of just made a few posts on our Instagram account. Yeah, nothing too special this year.
Yeah. Yeah, I watched The Bad Batch probably twice that day. I watched it early in the morning before work. Mm-hmm. And then like after everything was kind of settled, I watched it again.
Yeah,
I was gonna watch like a movie or something, but I don't know, I've seen them all so much, so many times.
You should have watched The Last Jedi just for the shits and giggles.
yeah, that's probably the one I haven't seen in since probably the movie theater.
Yeah,
so maybe that's not a bad idea.
Yeah, I watched it, I think I've watched it maybe twice since seeing it in the theaters, and that's about it, because I did a full Star Wars watch through about 7 or 8 months ago, just because I like to do that with my favorite series of movies. Like I did Harry Potter last month and kind of just like to do that kind of stuff. Are you into anything like Harry Potter, Lord of the Rings, stuff like that?
Yeah, I mean, I definitely consider myself more of a casual fan of Harry Potter and Lord of the Rings.
I am too,
in terms of stuff like that. Like Lord of the Rings, I love Lord of the Rings and I love fantasy stuff, but I could not tell you anything about it.
Oh, the lore is crazy. It's so much. Like, I don't know.
Oh, and yeah, no, it's insane.
It's crazy.
It's like daunting. It's kind of, it's scary to even like.
Yeah. It's like 10,000 years of lore. It's fucked.
Yeah. And then Harry Potter, I think it's good. The movies are good. I've read some of the books.
Yeah.
But I never really got too into it.
Yeah. I've read the books for those, watched the movies. Not a ton of lore when it comes to Harry Potter, I find. The universe is a little smaller, or the universe is bigger kind of in the time frame of Harry Potter. They're expanding a little bit with the Fantastic Beasts movies, and there's other books and stuff. And I know that there's a Harry Potter game coming this year, next year, whatever.
Yeah.
Looks pretty cool.
Yeah,
I don't know if that'll be canon or whatever. I don't know how the fuck that works. But I think I'll probably be picking that game up because I've been a Harry Potter fan for quite a few years. I think probably since I was like 5 or 6. Not as long as Star Wars, though. Star Wars is the OG.
So, Dylan, have you watched or any movies, new movies that have really recently been out? Or
so anything? This might be a little more niche, but I actually went to the theater recently and saw the Demon Slayer movie with my friends.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
So don't. Oh, sorry. Go ahead.
No, I was just going to say, like, maybe it's just because I haven't been to the theater in so long, and I love going to the theater. Like, that's always such a fun experience. But, it was something else to see that movie in the theaters.
That's cool. That's good.
That's cool.
So Dylan, where are you from exactly?
So I'm from Massachusetts, United States, obviously.
Yeah.
Okay. Kind of like pretty close to the Boston area.
Nice. Oh, yeah. Nice. Yeah, because I had no idea where you're from. Until now.
Yeah. How about you guys?
We're from Winnipeg, Manitoba. Where we're from outside Canada. Of Winnipeg in Canada. Nice. Yeah.
So you got the Jets. I'm a big hockey guy.
We're going to have to talk about that.
Okay, here we go.
Fuck, I like this guy better already. Fuck Star Wars, we're going hockey.
We're going NHL, baby.
We're Jets fans. Or I'm a huge Jets fan.
I'm a pretty big Jets fan,
fucking
too.
Sucking right now, but I mean, get it out of their system
now. They're shitting the bed pretty bad.
Are you a Bruins fan, Dylan?
Oh, yeah.
Fuck, yeah.
I guess, I have a decent amount of Bruins stuff on my wall.
Nice.
I've loved hockey ever since I was a kid, and
awesome. Bruins represent. Have you played at all?
No, I played intramural in middle school.
Oh yeah, that's
that
cool.
was kind of fun. Yeah. But better otherwise, no. Yeah.
Who's your favorite Boston player?
My favorite Bruins player. Ooh, so
Don't say Marchand.
I won't say Marchand.
I like Marchand.
David Krejci. He's kind of an underrated player on that team. Okay. He's not a huge goal scorer, but he's a big
solid
assist guy. Yeah, he's always he always makes something happen when he's on the line.
Yeah.
And Pastrnak and Bergeron.
Of course. Classics.
Yeah. Pastrnak's pretty sick.
He's awesome. Ever since we picked him up, just the team's been on the upswing.
Yeah, for sure. You guys got him on a great deal too.
Yeah.
Sick deal.
And we just picked up Hall and Smith as well.
Yeah, that's a huge. Yeah.
Right.
Bruins are gonna make some noise for sure in the playoffs.
Yeah. Sadly, I mean, every year.
This could be. Yeah. I mean, since 2011 was the last time we won a cup, and we've won one again. So this could be the year.
Well, at least
you
when
the Blues won.
yeah. Oh, when the Blues won, man, that was rough. But I didn't even think we'd get that far.
I was rooting
season,
for the Blues.
So.
Not gonna lie. Sorry to tell
you.
Yeah,
me too.
I don't.
Sorry
it seems like everyone roots for any team against Boston.
Yeah.
You know what?
Yeah. I'll be honest. Yeah.
It's okay. It's fair.
My family, huge Montreal Canadiens fans, because my mom's from Montreal. So before the Jets came back, my team was Montreal, and they're still my second favorite. So I gotta
Canadiens,
go.
Yeah.
Go Montreal over the Bruins.
Yeah,
respect the Bruins though.
That's a classic match right there.
Great hockey team.
I don't know if they still do. Claude Julien.
No, Montreal fired him. They got what's his name?
That's
Dominic
right.
Ducharme or whatever.
Yeah. Yeah,
that was awesome. Hockey guy, Star Wars guy, it's pretty sick. Marvel.
Any other sports or?
Any other sports? I mean, hockey's definitely the main one, but I get into the Celtics, Red Sox, Patriots especially. I'm a huge football guy.
This guy.
I guess you guys don't have too much of that in Canada.
Every team. I watch lots of football. But yeah, I'm a
you ever heard
Seahawks
of the CFL?
Fan,
DFL? No, I can't tell you. Can't say that I have, but I'm sure it goes crazy.
Oh fuck!
Not really.
they're on the brink of folding right now because they can't get fucking money to play, and they haven't played the Winnipeg Blue Bombers. That's our team.
That's our team. Yeah.
They won the Grey Cup, which is the Super Bowl but 10 times shittier, and so they won
the
Grey Cup.
Version, pretty much.
This CFL season is the summer till November, and. So November 2019, the Bombers won, but since then CFL hasn't played at all, and their season is pushed back till August. And if they don't play with fans, the league's gonna fold for sure.
It's gonna, I mean, considering I haven't even heard of it.
Yeah,
I thought you guys
small.
Just watched the NFL and just hoped to move here to play.
I like the NFL. I like the CFL game better. It's a little different. 3-down football.
Yeah. If you guys don't like the Bruins, then you definitely don't like the Patriots.
I'm a Packers fan when it comes to
I was just gonna say this guy, every team that I hate, he works for.
Yeah.
It's just Boston. That's just the energy.
Yeah. Fuck Boston.
People oh, you like the Bruins? What?
What the fuck?
It's just we hate us because you ain't us, man.
Yeah.
I don't know what
you're just jealous. Our team makes the playoffs every fucking year, and we have championships every couple of years.
Yeah, it was the talk of the town when the Patriots like,
yeah, well, you see, I mean, I'm still extremely salty about Super Bowl. What was it? Because I'm a Seahawks fan, all right? And we decided to throw the ball on what, the 2-yard line. And I'm gonna be honest, I'm still pretty mad about that. So,
Daniel never forgave.
No, I have severe PTSD from that.
Yeah, I have. Whatever the opposite of PTSD is, I get like super, like I remember being on the couch watching that, and that was like when I was really just first kind of starting getting into football, but like I was like, wow, this game's over, like there's no way the Seahawks blow this, and guess what happened?
they
fucking blew it.
It's all Tampa, so
oh, fuck Tampa. They fucking pissed me off this year, beating the Packers.
Well, they were just like, how can we get every good player in the league and then just win it? And then they did.
That was annoying.
Yeah.
But, hey, I mean, everybody wants to play for Brady. So if you have Brady.
It's my second favorite team. Oh. So I was secretly rooting for Tampa.
Okay.
Yeah. I mean, right. I honestly was too, because the Chiefs are the new Patriots of this era.
Yeah.
So
I was like, we gotta show them that.
I was rooting for the Chiefs this year. Super Bowl just fucking sucked in general, though. It was really boring.
Yeah, I mean, it was fun for Tom Brady fans, just because it's like, oh, I hope he wins another one.
Yeah,
but yeah.
Brady fan, I can see. It too great.
No, what was that, his seventh?
Yeah.
You have a full hand, give one to his mom, give one to his dad, and
one to his son, and he can kiss on the lips.
That's fucking weird. Oh, fuck.
That was a hard one to defend, but now that he's not on the Patriots, I can fully admit that that's a weird thing to do.
Yeah, it is.
Throw
fucking
the
weird.
Bus.
Yeah,
fuck Tom Brady. So, I wanted to ask you another couple of questions about your channel, Dylan. I just wanted to ask, what role do you play in the channel? You know, what are the main things that you do around the All New Nerds?
Right. So we all kind of do the same, like we all try to be on the podcast together. We all try to be on the live together.
Yeah, I've seen that. Yeah.
Obviously, we kind of disperse when it comes to other people's channels, just because three's a crowd, you know? And then there's like, in this case, like three people, and then there would have been three of you.
Yeah.
Only two now, but
that would have been crazy.
But I do most of the editing and most of the all the graphics and stuff you see. That's typically me, all the thumbnails and stuff.
Okay.
That's I do all that stuff too. But and then we've kind of gone away from it a bit, and I do want to get more into the like more edited smaller videos, because those are fun and I really like
editing. I like editing too. It's fun.
Yeah. Yep. So I'm Johnny edits a little bit, and Levi's getting into it again. He's kind of newer to the team here, but that's kind of like where I fit in.
Nice. You're doing all the hard work. You're the backbone of the channel.
I guess so.
The fuck is Johnny and Levi doing around here?
Honestly, yeah, no,
yeah,
Levi's kidding. Foreign affairs aren't going too hot.
I guess if you put it that way, yeah.
Yeah.
If you're listening, nice talk to you, boys.
Yeah. I wanted to ask you, what started, what idea, or how did the channel start? Like, what idea, was it? Whose idea, rather?
And Johnny would just, like, sit in Discord calls, like, just talking about Star Wars, like, for, like, hours and Marvel and stuff, like, how we are for certain things. And, you know, like, Star Wars Theory, Den of Nerds, they're big, and other channels like inspired us a bit. We were like, all right, if we're going to just keep talking like this, we might as well like make something of it, because we're doing absolutely nothing.
Yeah.
We're fucking losers, Johnny.
Free content. Yeah, free content.
Right. It's like, so why don't we at least try to like get paid for doing this, or put our word out there and just try to get more people involved, I guess. So we just kind of started. We just started the podcast from there, and then it kind of evolved to what it is now.
No, that's really cool. That's very similar to us. It's just we would talk about just most random shit, and some of the stuff we talk about we can't quite say on camera. But we kind of just thought to ourselves, like, we're bored as fuck, like, during all this bullshit going on. Don't want to talk about all the, you know, COVID-19 stuff. But we're, you know, we're kind of bored, and we were just thinking, why don't we just start a podcast? Me and Ryan, the other guy, we were talking about it, and then I asked Danny, because Danny's like my right hand man. He's my wingman. And so we invited him on, and we all three of us kind of just clicked, and we've just been making the podcast now for, what is it now, Danny, like two months-ish? Yeah, because this is our eighth episode.
We took a little break.
We took about a month break, but we're back.
We just
now.
Went AWOL for a while there.
Yeah, a lot of things happened. I got a little distracted. We don't have to get into that, though.
We really don't need to get into that.
Yeah,
that was a big part of it too, was the quarantine and stuff, where it's like, man, I was for a little bit there, I didn't have a job, but and so it's like, let's just like record ourselves doing it, and we can work out everything else, and then it's kind of snowballing into something bigger.
Yeah, you never
know.
How long
ago was that?
Going good.
We started in November, and then we were doing it pretty solidly, like, for a while.
That's pretty good.
Like almost a month, and then we started going hard again.
Yeah, you guys are growing.
Yeah, for sure.
So good for you guys.
You didn't hear that. Just a bunch of
Don't worry about it. It's fine.
The Luke Skywalker reaction, obviously.
Yeah.
Helped us out a lot, and it kind of jump started us too.
Got 60,000 views or something, or something.
Yeah, just about. And it's like, okay, well, we got a decent amount of subscribers from this, so we kind of just gotta like roll with
it a bit. Yeah,
hope people keep watching.
Yeah, no, that's good. I like your guys' channel. I remember finding it, like I said, off of Chosen One Productions, and kind of when he was still going daily. I know now he's more focused on some bigger stuff. Well, I don't even know what he's doing, but I remember seeing you guys, and I go on and watch the podcast with them. I'm like, oh, these guys like know what they're talking about. And I watched a few more of your videos. I was like, yeah, I'll give these guys a sub. They're working hard. They deserve it. And what do you know? A few months later, we're talking to one of them here on our podcast.
Yeah, and I guess we really appreciate that, just because, like, for me personally, it's hard to, like, wrap my head around people, like, subscribing or watching, like, just me talking or me, like, stuff that I put out.
Because,
like, for me personally, like, subscribing to someone, like, takes a lot.
Yeah,
I don't,
it does.
I don't like a lot of videos, but, like, if I'm really into something or someone or a channel or a video, like, I'll usually show it some support. So, yeah, I do really appreciate it.
Just think about it. You guys got about 650-ish subscribers. That's like 650 people deciding that you guys are good enough for a subscription.
Right.
And
yes,
it's free, but at the same time, when I go and watch a video that I like on a channel, if I really like the one video, I'll like the video. I'll go maybe check out some of the stuff on the channel. But if nothing else really catches my eye, I'll kind of just move on and go watch more videos on YouTube. But your channel, I watched the podcast and I kept watching your stuff, and I was like, all right, these guys deserve it. I don't care if they only have like whatever it was at the time, 200 subscribers. They deserve one more, and try to help out as much as possible.
Right. Yeah. And each one, like, again, I'm sure you guys have seen this too, but like you see, like it tells you when someone subscribes, and each time I get that notification on my phone. Whatever, I'm like, oh, cool. All right.
Yeah, as long as they're public subscriptions.
I have
a YouTube channel where I just kind of fuck around and post gaming videos and stuff, sometimes reaction videos to random shit on like TLC. It's pretty fun. It's usually when I get bored, I'll just record a video, and they get like fucking whatever, 20 views. I think one of my most viewed videos is at like 500 views now. It's like a Star Wars edit, which is cool because I put a bit of time into it, and it's nice to see it get some views. But yeah, I got like 30 subscribers, but I just kind of see that as like, hey, like 30 people decided that good enough for a sub. And
I mean, imagine all those people in a room, you know?
Yeah, like exactly.
Yeah.
Cramped.
That's about the size of standing up and talking in front of a pretty crowded classroom, I'd say. So
yeah, right. Yeah.
It's always good to see.
I also wanted to ask you, Dylan, what's something you want to do in the future for your channel or with your community?
Yeah, so we definitely we want to just like keep building and getting people more like engaged with our stuff, I guess, or just not with our stuff, but like even like with each other, I guess. Like we want to build a place for all different kinds of creators and just people that watch the certain kind of content to just kind of like talk and interact and
make friends.
Yeah, exactly. And I mean, we've even seen it with ourselves where, I mean, you guys, for example, but just like a bunch of other channels and stuff too, that like I wouldn't have typically just like had a conversation with.
Yeah, exactly. I probably would have never met you without just going and, you know, finding Chosen One Productions and finding you guys. Like, it's just, it's great how YouTube and stuff like that can bring people together in great ways. And it's really scary when it brings people together in bad ways. And that's why every creator has a responsibility to build a positive community image. That's why, like, we're a small show. Like, we get right around 15, 20 plays. Sometimes we'll get into the 30s. Excuse me. And we just, like I said, we do it for fun. And we're not, like, trying to go and grow like crazy and become the biggest podcast out there. But if we do end up, you know, gaining a few hundred followers or eventually into the thousands, who knows, we want to make sure that we build a space where people are feeling like they're included and that there's no, you know, stuff like cyberbullying going on, because it's really horrible when you see that on people's channels.
Yeah.
Especially with something like Star Wars or Marvel, where it's like, oh, there is a younger demographic at times, sure. You know. You want to make sure you're kind of seeing that. But I guess also like stuff that we want to do, we're just really getting into it, and it's been a lot of fun, but like live streaming is something we really want to get it.
You guys have an audience too, which is really good. Like you guys have people that will show up and interact, and it's always cool to see that.
The coolest part about that is a lot of the people that show up again are from, we do a show with a channel, shout out Mike from Jedi Jive, every Saturday, or I guess, pretty much every Saturday, like when Star Wars or Marvel is going on, we hop over on his channel, we're talking live, and then people from there came to us, and then we kind of got people going from us to them to other channels, even that we've
Pretty cool.
Yeah, I've seen the Jedi Jive episodes, so he seems like a cool guy too.
Yeah, Mike's awesome. He's been really cool and really helpful.
Yeah, it's awesome. It's good when creators come together, because I know I've, for example, like you guys, you have like 650 subscribers, and then you're bringing on Star Wars Only, who's got nearly 100K, and it's good to see that openness. Like, they're not just dismissing you. Like, that's what I kind of saw with you guys when I texted you guys. I'm like, hopefully they don't just like dismiss us. And when you guys actually said like, yeah, we're totally down to do that, it was like, these guys are genuinely good guys. They're just out having fun. They don't see the subscriber count as the make or break point. It's kind of, it's about what the show is and just doing it for the sake of just the people running the show. Sorry, that might not make sense. I'm kind of
Only, I mean, I didn't really have much to do with sort of getting him on. That was Levi and John.
Yeah.
But I know, like, the reason he came on mainly was because of our, like, quote unquote mission statement, I guess, is just because, like, building a positive space and, like, having different voices on. And I think he kind of latched onto that and was down to.
That's awesome.
Down
to be able.
Yeah. I feel like a lot of people also just pay attention to the numbers, right? Because. You just want to grow, right? But you don't realize that even working with other people can also help you grow, even if they're small creators or even if they're just starting off. And I feel that's what a lot of big creators or people that are popping off right now, they don't necessarily understand, or they forget where they started, sort of.
Yeah, right. That happens a lot.
Right.
I had a fucking thought and I lost it. with our community, one day what I'd like to see, and I'd like to build a community where around our show with people that like listening to what we have to hear, and I want to build a community of people that like making memes, because I love memes. Yeah. So I'd love in the future for people to make memes about our show. Like, I've made a few that I've started. I haven't posted them. I posted one on the Instagram so far, and I'd like to about the show and just about how I'm just absolutely terrible with my vocabulary, and I just say like whatever, blah blah blah, whatnot.
Yeah, actually, I think I saw that one. I didn't get the context, but it was funny because one, it was relatable because it's like we all get that friend that just has that those kind of mannerisms.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Exactly. So, Dylan, I've listened to your guys' stuff, obviously, and there was one quote from you from your one of your podcasts that stuck out. I thought it was pretty funny.
This is going.
And it was the one where you guys brought Levi on. It was his first time on the show. And you said, and I quote, "Brie Larson would beat me up and I'd let her."
Yes. I stand by it.
Yeah. Well, you want to elaborate on that a little bit?
Yeah, can we have some bit of context here?
What was that?
Am I allowed to say no?
Yeah, you can say no. It's fine.
I don't know.
Okay.
I don't know, man. Brie Larson.
Yeah. All right. Yeah, Danny, turn this into a reel after.
Fair point. Yeah, yeah, I'll turn this one into a reel. Don't worry.
This is going to go as a reel.
This is going on the Instagram. That's fine with you.
It's going to blow up.
It's so funny that you latched onto that one just because that was such like a throw. Like, I don't even remember what we were talking. We were talking about how it's funny that people like really latch onto the Brie Larson being in Star Wars, and like some people think it's like a really horrible thing, or they believe she's going to be this more powerful Jedi than Darth Vader or whatever.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah. And so I think that's kind of where that line came from.
Yeah. But, yeah. I know. Cause I think that's what you guys are, that's about it. What you guys are talking about is Brie Larson possibly coming to Star Wars. There's like rumors and stuff. Personally, I'm not a huge fan of her.
I'd say that expecting to be asked to elaborate though. So
okay.
Oh, it's all good.
That's fine.
I thought I'd bring something up as something funny.
Yeah.
Me and Jack were talking about a week ago, just, you know, what's things that we should bring up. And Jack's like, oh, yeah, I'm gonna quote him on something he said a few weeks ago.
Yeah. I mean, I think the quote itself kind of speaks for itself, you know?
Yeah.
I mean, for sure.
It's perfect.
I mean, who wouldn't let her?
Right. Okay. Here we go. I'm glad you agree with me.
I also have another question. Just so our listeners and maybe your listeners from your show can get to know you a little bit better. How would you get an elephant into a refrigerator?
All right. Let me think for a second. How would I get it into the refrigerator?
Yeah.
In the refrigerator?
Yeah. Like, we're talking like a refrigerator, like in your house.
My house.
Yeah, like a normal one.
Can you define in? Like, do you have to close the door on it?
It's got to be more than halfway in.
Okay. Do you have an answer to this one? Just before I like,
Dylan, to be honest,
like,
with
is
you,
there an answer?
I just came up with this random question.
Oh, okay.
I did not think about it. I don't have an answer.
It's to test your IQ.
Yeah,
Dylan.
It's testing you.
Right. Okay. So you're gonna have to go to a world where shrink rays or some kind of shrink device exists.
Yeah.
And then I don't know how you do it. I don't think I could do it. But better men than me might be able to. And you're just going to stuff that elephant right in there. or just get a lot of refrigerators and just cover the elephant. But
okay.
But, oh, that's...
Yeah, there
you
go.
I like how you're thinking outside the box.
Because technically it'd be inside refrigerators.
Yeah.
Multiple.
Yeah. Right.
So, okay, makes sense.
All right. We'll let it slide. All right, yeah. Dylan, you're
another question to keep me on my toes.
Yeah,
right?
you're officially part of the legends of the, I don't know, fuck.
That's what you're trying to say.
You've been officially initiated into the show cast.
There we go.
Like, right. The Hall of Fame.
Yeah.
You'll forever be known.
Everyone you have on. How would you get an elephant into a refrigerator? I'd be really interested to see people's answers to that.
Yeah, I think I'm going to keep that one around. I'm going to keep it going for the rest of the episodes.
Might post on Instagram later. We'll see.
Honest, but if we keep it going, though, our future guests would have an opportunity to think about it before the show. So maybe we'll have to change it up every once in a while.
Or, like, to see what they come up with.
Yeah, true. Yeah, that's actually, I like that.
We do a thing on our show where at the end of each episode with a guest we have on. So we have a tier list that we made, all three of us. And it's like we all kind of had to sacrifice some things because we all got different opinions on the Star Wars movies.
Yeah.
And so each time a guest comes on, they're allowed to move one thing either up or down. So I've got like a list of like just like changes. And there's some pretty crazy stuff in there.
That's cool. That's funny. That's interesting. Yeah. Nice. I think.
Yeah.
Sorry. Go ahead, Danny. I don't know what to fucking say right now.
Okay. I was just gonna ask Dylan. I know that at the beginning you said you're a bit of a Marvel fan as well. Again, I'm not a really big Star Wars fan. I'm more into Marvel personally, but I'm just curious. What's your favorite Marvel movie?
My favorite Marvel movie.
Out of the MCU, like, we'll say.
Right. So just like Star Wars, this changes all the time. But I am a big sucker for the Guardians of the Galaxy, the first one.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. Yeah, I agree.
I loved it. Second one's pretty good too, but it doesn't.
I'm not a huge fan of the second one personally. But.
And then I might be being like vanilla here, but the first Avengers.
It is good. Like, it's got that charm. Yeah.
Right, and I didn't say Infinity War, Endgame, because like that's the obvious answer, you know. Mm-hmm. Like those, like just like undoubtedly schlep, but like
besides those, so it's definitely fire. Those are good picks.
Incredible. Yeah,
I also wanted to ask your thoughts on Thanos, just in general. Thanos. Thoughts on Thanos?
what do you think of Thanos?
Yeah, I mean, good question. He's a pretty like complex villain. Yeah. I think he's a like. Genius villain, like written wise, just because I mean, you had so many people, like, well, Thanos is right, you know, those people, maybe you're
right. He's a fucking sociopath if you think he's right,
it's like you can like see where he's coming from and you understand why he's doing it. And the MCU is so genius because they've been able to sort of build him up over all these movies, like, he's always kind of been the looming threat, you know,
he's always been the puppet master, I find, in
right,
most
yeah,
of the
and
Avengers
then he shows up. You know, he's got the gauntlet, he's got all the stones.
Yeah.
And, like, he's a real scary dude.
He is. Yeah. He's just so complex, too. I know you said that before, but... and I find that he's the definition, the perfect definition of, like, a sociopath. And just the way he is. And you could just tell, like, he genuinely thinks that he is doing the right thing. And he doesn't see himself as a villain because he just has his mission. He's trying to do what he thinks is right.
Yeah.
But
they double down on that in Endgame when they killed him in the beginning. Yeah. When he's chilling on the farm, you know, he took the gauntlet off I forget what he did. He got rid of the stones.
Yeah, he just got rid of
like,
them.
He wasn't like going out trying to kill anyone.
Yeah, he's like, all these do is.
He didn't have an army or anything. He was just
He's so zoned in.
All this does is just add more temptation that I don't need, so I'm gonna get rid of him.
Yeah.
Right.
Who's your favorite Avenger?
My favorite Avenger? All the movies.
This is like grade 5 lunch table conversation. Who's your favorite Avenger?
It's a good question. I feel like, because everyone kind of has a different answer. I mean, let's see. You got Iron Man and Captain America, obviously solid, but I... underrated in my opinion is the Hulk. I just like I love the Hulk. Ever since I was a kid, I loved the Hulk, and I thought Bruce Banner was actually really, really interesting. In the he kind of got sidelined a little bit. He never got his own movie or anything.
Yeah.
But then I was really intrigued when they started like in Infinity War when Hulk like didn't want to come out. After
that
Ragnarok.
Was cool. I like that.
Yeah.
That was a cool.
And then I guess I've warmed up to Professor Hulk. I do like Professor Hulk.
I liked them right from the beginning. I remember seeing it. I was like, that's fucking awesome.
It was hilarious. It was definitely fun.
I like the meme where he's standing at the. I see this as an absolute win. I love that meme.
Yeah.
It's a great fucking meme.
And that scene even is so funny when Ant-Man is like a kid.
Yeah, a baby.
Yeah.
that was a funny movie. He says
that. Comes out as a baby and they're all complaining. He's like, he'll grow.
Yeah, he'll. It's okay.
He's gonna grow. Yeah,
he'll grow.
Yeah. My personally, my favorite would probably be.
Who the fuck asked you?
It would probably be Doctor Strange.
Doctor Strange. Yeah. Doctor Strange is awesome. That movie too is just great.
I really like that movie. I don't know. I just the CGI in that movie. I don't know. For me, it just hits differently, especially like some of the scenes where they like fight, where, like the buildings flip upside down, and then it's like, I don't know. I find it really fascinating.
Yeah, no, Doctor Strange, solid choice for sure.
Yep.
He's.
Oh, I think for me, I'd say Captain America because like that's just my favorite Marvel character ever, but. To not be such a, you know, basic bitch, I'm going to go with Thor because Thor. I hated Thor literally up until Ragnarok. I didn't like Thor's character. I just was never a fan of him. I always felt that he was just didn't fit in with the other personalities very well, like on the Avengers, even into like Ultron. He just didn't seem like he fit in. Then I watch Ragnarok and he's fucking hilarious in that movie. He loosened up.
Totally different than the other Thor movies, and it works. So
that's my favorite MCU movie. If I had to pick one besides like Endgame and Infinity War, I like Infinity War better than Endgame personally. That's my opinion. Yeah, but I like Ragnarok. That's my go-to. If I'm gonna watch a Marvel movie and I don't want to watch one of the Avengers ones, it's usually Ragnarok because it's just so funny and. Awesome. Yeah.
And it's still like you can show it to anyone, you know?
Exactly.
It's connected to the MCU, but it's also like very much its own thing.
Yeah, it's a great story. Just if you're with someone that hasn't seen a Marvel movie and you're kind of in the mood to watch or you see Thor Ragnarok pop up, it's like, oh, let's watch this movie. And it's great, trust me. And no matter what, I think anyone will enjoy the humor of that movie and the action. And villain's awesome too. Hela, is that her name?
Hela, yeah. Yeah. Yeah, she was cool.
Yeah, she's,
and everything
she's
with
awesome.
Cool.
All right, what else do we have up? I think we haven't gone into any of our actual designated topics for the show.
I've sort of been picking a few of them out. So
like I'm having a great time here. So
yeah, this is a great conversation. I wasn't sure how much we were gonna talk about Star Wars and Marvel just because Ryan he hasn't finished the Clone Wars yet, so we couldn't really talk about that. But since he wasn't here and Danny is not a huge Star Wars person, I thought we would touch on Bad Batch. Not go too deep into it, but touch on it. I guess we could maybe talk about a few of the news things that I had come up. Discord. Go ahead, Danny. You can go first.
Okay, I was just about to say, are you into World of Warcraft?
World of Warcraft. I had a co-worker who moved to California recently. He was so into World of Warcraft, but I had another friend in elementary school that loved World of Warcraft, and I went to go get it. I had to pay for it, and that was like I'm the Club Penguin, man. Like I don't gotta pay.
Holy smokes.
Well, I did have to pay for it, but like World of Warcraft, like I saw a price tag and I was like, what? Like, come on.
Yeah, that's fucked.
Yeah, I didn't. I never touched it.
You don't have to pay for it now, do you?
For what?
I don't think
for
so.
For World of Warcraft.
I don't think so.
Or is it a free MMO?
Was I just like imagining things as a kid? Was it always free?
No, I thought you had to pay for it in the early days.
Maybe you have to pay for it's like fucking, like, I don't know.
There was a paywall. And so, again, I went to Club Penguin.
If you want to get past level 5, please pay $40.
Yeah.
If you want to get past level 10, play another $40. That's how it works. It's like fucking Destiny 2. Yeah, the max level you can get is 20. Sorry. Pay us $60 and we'll think about maybe giving you more.
Maybe. Yeah. It's an EA move.
Yeah, fucking EA.
Oh, we've talked about EA a few times on our show. Let's just say it's not the prettiest conversation.
EA, if you want to come on the podcast, we'd like to just shit on you for an hour straight.
Yeah. And they'll just take it, man. They deserve it.
Yeah, we'll have Dylan back. All three of us will just shit on EA. Yeah,
oh my god, I could write like a research.
We'll bring like a super. It'll be like a super nice like developer, just a guy working hard trying to make his living in the gaming industry. Yeah. Like he's not corporate whatsoever, and we're just shitting on this guy for all of EA stuff.
Yeah. Sorry, guys, it's not my fault.
Yeah, no, we wouldn't do that. Probably, I don't know.
I don't know. When it comes to EA, anything's possible.
Yeah,
they're the best company. They're the most greedy company who hates making money, apparently, because they just have fumbled with like every Star Wars project, every, I don't know, just everything they make. There's always like, I always look at it.
Everything they touch, they just destroy immediately. It's like
I like Fallen Order. Snap. I like that game.
Destroys everything.
Fallen Order is awesome. Yeah, but like that was like, I mean, I know Respawn is like owned by EA, but like that was like I don't know how much influence EA really like put into that.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, there's no room paywalls or anything, you know.
Yeah, that's what I liked about Fallen Order, and also Battlefront 2 got better once EA stepped back and gave that full control to DICE.
But like, it's just there's so much more they could have done, like even still.
Yeah, because they're done with it now. I think that was not the best decision, honestly, but I think DICE needs to go. They stop because they're going to work on other games like Battlefield 6.
Battlefield, yeah. I would love another Battlefront, but it just they gotta make it good.
Yeah, right from the start too. Launch like that, Jesus.
But I mean, they always cut corners, and
it was almost a good thing, like in a very weird way, because like they know they can never do that again.
Yeah.
With like big game like that, anyways.
Yeah.
Especially with a Star Wars game. Fuck.
No kidding.
How did you not see that coming?
Like, Knights of the Old Republic is actually getting a remake. I don't know if you saw that.
Yes, I did. I never been a huge KOTOR guy. I know like I know some lore from it and stuff, and I'm interested in it.
Mm-hmm.
But I would play the remake if it's
what,
any
you're
good.
A Star Wars channel and you're not into KOTOR? The fuck?
That's like the area of Star Wars I just like. I don't know. I just
yeah.
Like,
I'm not too great with all the Legends stuff either. I'm more because one, I didn't really get into the lore of Star Wars until about 2015-16 when I was in like grade 6-7. And so when it comes to the Legends stuff, all the books written in like the 90s and the early 2000s, you can count me out there because I don't fucking know what's really going on. I got one Legends book I'm gonna be reading soon. It's called Star Wars Jedi Search. It's part of the Jedi Academy trilogy.
Oh, cool. All right.
Apparently, it's about Luke just he's trying to rebuild the Jedi Order after Episode 6. It's a Legends book, so it doesn't count for canon, but it looks good. I'll give it a shot. Got it as a gift, so.
Yeah. Might as well. You got nothing to lose.
Yeah. I was going to say before, Discord's going to PlayStation 2022. Huge for PlayStation.
PlayStation guy. I switched over to PC like probably a couple of years ago.
I've been PC since January.
Yeah, I mean, PlayStation parties, man. Like, Discord is just so much more superior.
Yeah, it is. High quality voice chats. When you're in a PlayStation party, it's like you're listening to people talking underwater and shit. It's so fucked. Like, one of my buddies in PlayStation chats, we'd be playing like Chell and stuff together, and his mic would shit out on him, and he actually sounded like he was talking underwater. And every like 20 minutes or so, you would hear this weird fucking sound that sounded like the sonar of a submarine. It sounded like he was in a fucking submarine. And I was like, hilarious. What the fuck is going on? I thought I record, because I used to like record videos of my friends on PlayStation. I thought I recorded it once, but I ended up not getting it. It was the funniest fucking shit ever. It sounded like he was actually in a fucking submarine.
That's hilarious.
I can totally picture it. Yeah, I can like hear that.
Bing! Going
hear the boom, bing.
Oh, fuck.
Oh, that's good.
And yeah, it's just quality of life improvements, I guess, right?
Yeah, that'll be huge for PlayStation. I know Microsoft got fucking shit on by Discord because Discord just told them, nope, we don't want $12 billion. Sorry.
I mean, that's so Microsoft too, to just be like, hey, can we come ruin your thing?
Yeah. Discord, nah, we're good. We don't care that we're not making money.
I wonder how like the Discord interface or whatever is gonna like adapt over though. Because like it's for very like PC
PlayStation.
Friendly.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
I know it's on Xbox, if I'm not mistaken. Maybe I'm mistaken though. There's a good chance I am.
PS4 guy.
Yeah, I was PS4 before too. I guess that's already obvious, but
however, I was 360 before PS4, so I kind of flip flop.
I was Wii. Oh. I never had a PS3 or Xbox 360.
Yeah.
Still the only console.
I always got Nintendo on the side.
The only console my family owns to this day, that's not even mine, is our Wii. Is our Nintendo Wii.
Everyone had a Wii, man. Literally everybody, every household you went into had a Wii.
Yeah. So a few summers ago, me, Jack,
oh God,
and my little brother,
we
had this campground, and it's like almost like a trailer park, but it's almost like a vacation.
It's a resort. Yeah,
has a pool. It's not really a trailer
park.
Big
pool area, park. It's got live entertainment. It's like a resort campground.
Yeah, it's like a resort.
That's all it is.
Yeah. And whatever, me and Jack were hanging out one night, and we ended up making KD. And playing
Wii bowling.
Sports, bowling, and golf all night.
That was the first time I hung out with Danny.
That was a fun night.
Yeah, I have so many fond memories of playing Wii Sports, like specifically just over and over again.
Yeah.
I played the complete saga. That was the first game I ever completed, and that was on the Wii.
Oh, really?
Put like fucking 200 hours in that shit. I was like a 6-year-old.
I could like when that new Lego Star Wars game comes out.
Oh,
man,
yeah.
I'm telling you, my heart and soul into it.
Yeah. Yeah, Dylan, when that comes out, if there's any online multiplayer to that shit, we totally gotta hook up and play some fucking Lego Star Wars together.
Yeah.
That's gonna happen. We'll do a collab. All new nerds and showcast play Lego Star Wars Skywalker Saga.
Yeah, it comes out.
Oh. Can already imagine.
Me and my cousin played I think it was Lego Star Wars The Complete Saga on the PlayStation 3 for hours on end.
Nice. That's like, solid.
Yeah. It's even today, like I pick it up with some friends sometimes and we just have a blast.
True.
Yeah. It's so much fun. Like, I have so many memories of us just playing that game.
Fuck, we're at a fucking hour and 2 minutes here. Jeez, time fucking flies.
Holy smokes.
How long do you guys usually run?
We usually go for about an hour.
Usually.
Sometimes we'll go hour 15 kind of thing. So maybe we'll talk about a couple more things. Or a couple of more small topics, and we'll wrap it up. I know Danny mentioned World of Warcraft earlier. I don't know why he fucking did, but
no, I just thought I was there.
So this guy in Quebec played World of Warcraft for 44 hours straight and set a new record for longest session for playing like an MMO game.
Yeah.
Fucking 44 hours.
44 hours.
The previous record was 32, and at the same time, some other guy on Twitch is trying to break the same record. So these guys are at like a fucking Mexican standoff with each other on Twitch.
Keeps building.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like if I was popular on Twitch and like I was making money.
Yeah.
Like maybe I could do it. You know.
Yeah.
Like,
exactly.
I mean, why not?
Ludwig did like that.
Oh fuck.
Straight. Like listen, he made bank off just like subs alone.
Yep. He really did.
Yeah. And so, like, I thought it was crazy, but I was like, man, if I was getting, like, paid, like, 100 times what I get paid at my job for, like, 4 hours, like, I would do that.
For sure.
Oh, easily.
What was I going to say? I remember the subathon when it started. I went on, like, my first date with my girlfriend. And then a fucking month later, we check in on it after we've gone on like hung out tons of times, gone on tons of dates. It's like, holy fuck, this shit's still going. And it's like 27 days later and Ludwig's just sleeping in his race car bed.
Yeah, I would like
that's hilarious.
And it would be like 2 minutes left and I was like, okay, well I'm like, this is about to go.
Yeah.
And a week later and it's like 10 hours
left. Yeah, it's like, what?
Yeah,
what happened?
Yeah, I think I saw a clip where it hit 1 second, the timer, and then it went up to about 2 minutes or something.
It would cut it close, and he was like, oh my gosh, is this over? Yeah. And then it would go instantly go back up.
Yeah, that's crazy. Because he went 31 days. He went for a full month.
Yeah.
Nuts.
Yeah, and it could have gone longer, too.
But sure, but he cut it. He was like, I can't do this anymore, guys. 31-day cap.
Yeah.
I know I watch Moist Critical sometimes. He's talking, he's going to go and do one with no cap. He's a smaller streamer, so it'll probably only go like 20 days max. But he said even if he's not going to have like a month cap, he's just going to keep going.
Yeah, I'm a big fan of him too. I didn't know he was doing that. Yeah, he's like, I don't know how he comes up with some of the like things he says.
Oh
but
my God, it's crazy.
It's like a genius.
Oh, he's fucking, he is Jesus Christ resurrected. I honestly believe. Also, another guy that comes up with funny shit on the spot, and like he's got a different type of humor, is Call Me Kevin. He's fucking funny too. I don't know if you've ever seen him.
Sounds familiar. I don't know.
Irish YouTuber. He plays with Jacksepticeye and Nogla sometimes.
Yeah, it does sound familiar. Yeah.
Yeah, go check him out. He's funny. He comes up with funny shit on the spot too. So
not to be confused with Call Me Carson, who had a.
Let's not go there.
We were talking about last episode.
We talked about Call Me Carson EDP, and I cut it.
yeah, you're like, you know what, this is going too far.
Yeah, let's not go there.
We didn't get into it, but
yeah,
rough.
Jokes could be made right now.
We'll finish off. Oh, sorry, go ahead.
You have to be a bad person. You know that, right?
What was that, Dylan?
I was saying, when you get famous, you don't have to be a bad person. Like that's not to service or anything.
Right, yeah. Doesn't give you the right to be a fucking bad person when you're famous.
Yeah.
So you're hearing it here, folks. Dylan from All New Nerds confirming that once he becomes famous, he will not become a bad person. Don't worry.
Yeah. I'm holding you on that word, Dylan.
Yeah.
And I am rolling in billions of dollars. You can come right back to here.
Yeah.
And, yep.
We'll have him back on the showcast. We'll still have 23 followers on Instagram.
Yeah.
I thought this would be a good question, so we'll end off the podcast with this. I could be totally wrong. This might be a terrible question, but what's one movie that you've seen that you love, or like a movie series that you wish started a TV show, or wish that it was a TV show or whatever kind of.
Got it. Yeah. A movie that I wish started with a TV show. A movie. Here's a movie that I really love that I've watched a lot that I think would be really cool as a TV show. I don't know if it necessarily fits with the like started as a TV show, but I think Knives Out could work as like a really cool like.
I don't think I've heard of that one. Yeah, let me check this.
Knives Out. It's a Rian Johnson. Rian Johnson. No, it is. It is Rian Johnson actually.
And okay.
It's a great movie. It's kind of like a Clue game. I'm surprised you haven't heard of it. It was really big when it
came out. Yeah, no, I haven't.
You know what? Now that I think look at it, it looks familiar to me.
Maybe it's just a U.S. thing. You Canadians don't get a.
Yeah, yeah.
All right, podcast over. No,
yeah, this guy. I can't believe he went there. First, it was the Bruins. Now it's the Patriots, and now he's making
strike
fun
three.
Of us. I can't believe this. Yeah, strike three. You're out. Get out of here.
Oh,
I'm just kidding.
I think that. But okay, so for the sake of relevance, something you guys would know, the Avatar movie, the blue people, not The Last Airbender, that would be a dope show, I think. I mean, the movie's fun. Like, I actually don't think the movie's even like that great.
it's not. It's okay.
No, it's not. It's like the CGI still holds up, and I think that's why people love it so much because it was so.
It was for the experience, the theater experience. That's why it made so much money.
Yeah. But I think that would be a really cool show to like flesh out that world more than a movie. Even
that would be good.
Yeah,
actually.
I agree with that.
Totally.
Yeah.
I know. I'm interested to hear what you guys think.
Have you ever heard of the Goonies?
Yeah, of course.
I wish there was a Goonies TV show. Every time I watch the Goonies movie, I think, why the fuck did they not make a TV show out of this?
Stranger Things, right? Like sorta. Like I feel like that has similar vibes.
Stranger Things.
Yeah.
Yeah, a little bit, but I find because I'm a huge I love the whole like treasure hunting genre. I love Indiana Jones. Like that is, after the original Star Wars trilogy, the Indiana Jones trilogy is my second favorite trilogy. Sometimes I even like Indiana Jones better. Like that trilogy is almost kind of just like better. I don't know. It kind of jumps back and forth just because the movies are so awesome. And I love, I know there people have their own opinions on them, but I like the National Treasure movies. Those are fun to watch.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah.
I like those.
I'm a big National Treasure guy.
Yeah, the only movies Nicolas Cage has ever been decent in.
Yeah, one of those movies is him. You know, it's like he's just like that's like the only role he like actually plays somewhat well. And yeah. Even then, he says some stuff so funny.
Yeah, it's kind of sus. Yeah, and I like Pirates of the Caribbean. Great series.
There, yeah, too. That. Yeah. Yeah, I mean, it's like you see it, especially now with like how Marvel and Star Wars are operating with like, expanding and kind of like
huge universes,
all their TV shows. So like stuff like Pirates of the Caribbean and stuff like that would be dope for a TV show.
Yeah, yeah, be really cool.
Those would be good. But yeah, the Goonies. That's my pick. I wish back in the 80s they capitalized on that opportunity, and made a TV show.
There's like, I mean, I do like the Goonies the movie, but there isn't like any more Goonies movies, are there?
No, it's just the one.
Yeah, as far as I mean. Know. Maybe do something where they're like they're all grown up. That could be kind
of
cool.
Yeah, it's a bunch of like 35-year-old men running around looking for treasure.
Yeah, I have to say it would probably be. I mentioned this movie before, but it has to be Doctor Strange because I feel at the end of the movie he still hasn't learned a lot of stuff.
Right.
And I feel like they could really go off of like how he starts to become better, sort of. You know what I mean? Because at the end of the movie he isn't that powerful. If you know what I mean? Like he discovered that his coats. His what's it called?
Danny, have you seen Avengers, like Infinity War and Endgame?
Yeah, not Endgame, I think, but I know okay. I've seen all the spoilers, so I know what happened.
Okay,
but like, yeah, I don't know.
A Doctor Strange show would be dope, and I mean, there is that Doctor Strange movie coming out, Multiverse of Men.
Yeah, it's gonna be sick.
Yeah, exactly.
We're looking for.
They're saving that one for last for a reason.
Yeah, yeah, it's gonna introduce like the whole multiverse stuff. Yeah. And
it's going to be crazy.
It's going to be awesome.
I don't know, I just feel like it'd be super cool to have a Doctor Strange series, personally. Yeah, I don't know how well it would be with the rest of the movies, necessarily, the Marvel movies. But, I don't know, I feel like it'd be super interesting just on its own.
Yeah. I mean, there's room in, like, every MCU project to, like, expand. I think even, like, the planet, I forget what it's called, the planet they go on in Ragnarok. Like the trash or whatever.
The collector's place. I know what you mean, though.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Wouldn't like it would be cool to like see like more stuff going on there.
Oh,
like,
I love that. Yeah, that was great. Yeah, no, that was awesome. I really liked that planet.
Yeah, no, that was sweet. That was like part of the draw to that movie. I feel like it's like that planet was just so colorful and it had so much going on.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah, yeah. I like how the collector, he's not a villain. He was just kind of, he's a guy just wanting to make more fucking money. And
yeah, I loved when he was on like the hologram and he's like, take to the skies.
Yeah.
All this crazy stuff.
Yeah, that was good. I like how they got like, that was Jeff Goldblum who played him, right?
I'm pretty sure. Yeah.
I like Jeff Goldblum. I like the Jurassic Park movies, and two. I mean, first one's good. Second one's, you know, not bad. I still like it. And then third one is just absolute dog shit. I've never seen it. I've seen it once, and I will never watch it again.
And yeah, that's how Spielberg like sequels tend to go.
Yeah,
it's like you got Jaws 1 masterpiece. Jaws 2 is like
yeah.
Oh god. There's like 8 Jaws's. There's probably like another 8 of them that are just kind of out there, but nobody knows about them.
Nobody knows. Yeah.
Like 5 years to make it again, but it's just going to be called Jaws, and it's just going to be like, you know, like, that's how it be.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Jurassic World movies are good. Fallen Kingdom is kind of but I like the first Jurassic World. Then again, they're just kind of action, turn your brain off movies, all of them. Like the first one's a really good movie, but the rest are kind of just turn your brain off, action, fuck dinosaurs eating people. It's all they're meant to be.
Yeah, I feel like there is a lot there for people like hardcore fans, you know.
Yeah, that, exactly.
Like,
yeah.
Hear about, like, or however much like universe you can give it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I have one. Sure. I have one last question. And
all right, fine.
Question. One last question. We can end off after this, Jack. It won't be super long, but
right.
What's your favorite Disney movie?
Favorite Disney movie?
Childhood movie.
Got it, yeah. Ooh. Ooh, Ratatouille, any day.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Ratatouille.
I can respect that.
Is such a solid movie, just for so many different reasons. And like watching it, obviously, like, you know, it's a fucking talking rat. Like, that's awesome.
Pixar's genius. How the fuck? Like, if you told someone back in, I don't know, before Ratatouille came out and said, what would you think of a movie where a rat controls a guy and cooks? They'd probably think you're insane and you get put in an insane asylum. But no, Pixar was like, fuck this. We'll do it. And they fucking did it.
And it's just like, and then watching it today as I'm older, it's like still holds up, like, for so many different reasons.
Yeah, for sure.
Probably the one, like, Pixar Disney movie, like, I'll go back to over and over again.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
All the Pixar films hold up, in my opinion. Except maybe Bug's Life. The animation's meh.
Yeah, it's meh. Personally, I've said this before and I'll say it again. Cars all the way.
Cars.
Yeah, the first Cars.
All the way. Cars.
I'm 100% on board with the Cars, but the second one sucked, and the third one was just like, whatever. It was all right.
Yeah, wait, the second one sucked? Okay. You're actually the first person I hear say that the second one sucks. I've heard lots of people say the second one's better than the first one. I personally like the first one better.
Okay, Danny.
No, I'm not even joking. You're the first person I hear saying the second one sucks. The third one, I couldn't care less about, but the first one will forever be...
First one is number one. Yeah.
But that's interesting.
Finding Nemo is my favorite Pixar movie. It's a fucking
really
good one. That's like, that one's like deep in my childhood. Like Ratatouille was like,
that was my birth year. Like getting
old, but yeah, well, when did that come out even?
2003. So how old are you, Dylan?
I was two then. I'm 20 now.
Okay, that's cool.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, we just, we found out where you're from about 30 minutes in or whatever. Now we find out how old are you or how old you are at the end of the show. You
can get my credit card number too, but
send it over. Address, please.
You're gonna have to talk to me for about 30 minutes to get the three numbers on the back.
Oh, damn. Okay, never mind.
We'll get them next episode that we have them on.
Yeah.
Dylan's part of the show cast now. He's just gonna be.
Yeah. Replacing whoever was supposed to be on.
Yeah, fuck
today.
Ryan. Fuck Ryan. I'm sending him the contract actually right now.
Yeah.
Taking you out of the cut.
Yeah. All right, everybody. That was quite the episode. I think that was probably our best one yet. Obviously, we had a very awesome guest on with us today. Dylan was great. Gave us a lot of information about what his channel's about. So go head on over to All New Nerds. We will link their YouTube down below in the description of this podcast. So whatever platform you're listening on, you'll be able to find it there. Go follow them on Instagram as well. They post a lot about Star Wars news and stuff like that. I've noticed a lot of good quality content there too. So be sure to go check them out. Any last words you want to say, Dylan, to our listeners? And
I'm honored, man. You guys were really awesome. This was a lot of fun to hop on. I feel like we got into some fun conversations.
Yeah,
had to sweating a bit there with the Brie Larson stuff. That comment.
Yeah, we're exposing him.
Yeah. It's low-key doxing me, that too. That was a but no, in all seriousness, this was a lot of fun. I'm really glad I can come on, and I'm glad you guys hit me up. And I definitely wanted to do more stuff in the future, like even more channel and more showcast stuff.
Yeah, I wanted to showcast All New Nerds extravaganza. All six of us just shit talking.
Yeah,
yikes!
Just competing.
Yeah. Well, I wanted to thank you for hopping on. Thanks a lot. It means a lot to us.
Yeah, it does.
And it was fun. It was really fun. Thanks for coming on.
Yeah. No, it was awesome. It was great.
All right, everybody, Showcast listeners, and if there's any All New Nerds listeners out there, too, that made their way over, thank you all for listening. This episode will be up, or our next episode will be up as at Friday, like usual, of the next week. And we will be having a pretty big episode after this one, too, hopefully, if certain things fall into place. But yeah, go follow us on Instagram at the Showcast, whatever the fuck it is. It's linked down below, like usual, with everything else. And I hope you all have a fantastic rest of your day, evening, whatever. I don't give a fuck. Okay. Goodbye.
Yo.
I edit every time like that.
Danny, like, kind of cut out at the end there.
Oh, shit.